The Independent National Electoral Commission, after the last general election, declared Emeka Idioha of PDP winner of the March 9, 2019 governorship election. Thereafter, three major candidates in the election who felt aggrieved filed their petitions with the governorship election tribunal. One of them was Senator Hope Uzodinma, governorship candidate of All Progressive Congress, APC, who told the tribunal that his results from 388 polling units were unlawfully excluded from the form EC8B. Though he did not win his case at the tribunal, he got a window at the Court of Appeal, where a minority judgment found merit in his prayers. While delivering judgment on the 14th of last month at the Supreme Court, Justice Olatokunbo Kekere-Ekun ruled that votes due to Senator Uzodinma from the 388 polling units were wrongly excluded from the score, ordered the results to be added, and declared him the governor-elect. Senator Uzodinma was the following day sworn in as the governor of Imo State. However, the judgment has become controversial as the media space is still being awash with different stories on the matter. The development led to the call for review and reversal of the judgments as filed by the SAT governor, Emeka Idioha, on the ground that 213,495 votes added to Senator Uzodinma had made the total number of votes more than the total number of voters accredited for the election. Being the last bus stop in hierarchy of courts, is it within the law to ask Supreme Court to review its judgment? Dr. Kasim Olaniyan is a constitutional lawyer.
Those people are calling for review. They are the one who lost. They have every right to now call for a review. But for the Supreme Court to now accede to their request, it's another thing entirely.
Dr. Olaniyan, who is also a lecturer at the Faculty of Law, University of Ibadan, identify factors that could make Supreme Court reverse its judgment.
There are certain facts that are hidden, or there are overwhelming reasons that make them to believe that yes, what they have declared as the judgment should not have been, or as any fraud in presentation of that judgment.
Vice Chairman, Nigerian Bar Association, Ibadan Branch, Mr. Ibrahim Lawal, said the judgment was clear, describing the call for the review as an exercise that may not produce results.
The Supreme Court was justified in that judgment, so call for review of that judgment is an exercise in futility.
Similarly, a public affairs analyst, Dr. Rashid Fasasi, said if such review continued to be entertained, it may result in a situation whereby every judgment of the Apex Court will be contested.
If we look at that judgment strictly, it's a technical judgment, and we have had technicality in terms of Zamfara, because the government in power in Zamfara is not the government elected by the people.
A political scientist, Dr. Idowu Johnson, noted that what was more germane was dialogue among stakeholders for the development of the state instead of calling for review.
The only thing they can do is for stakeholders in Imo State to call for dialogue to move the state forward. But for them to be thinking that this judgment be upturned, it is not possible.
Irrespective of the decision of the Apex Court on the review application, the opinion of some other people is that Imo State should know that maintenance of peace is not contestable. In Ibadan, Ridwan Fasasi for Radio Nigeria.